tired of terrible hair?
Oh my god, what are you doing with those matches?
Wanna be the illest carbon entity at the soiree?
Yeah, what's with him?
Hi, I'm David M. Green.
I pronounce it to be the most whimsical jape of the season.
I'd like to welcome to the Green Room a very special guest.
G'day, this is Hamish Blake.
G'day, this is Tony Martin.
Hi there, I'm Sean McAuliffe.
Now, Biff, I wanna make sure that we get 2 coats of wax this time.
Those wacky students.
Some kind of musket.
You are. By far the greenest of the room.
Get this stupid program off the air.
Good evening and welcome to another installment of The Green Room here on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. I tell you, I never get sick of hearing that intro. I'm David M. Green. With me is a special guest, Adam Navarro. No, I'm sorry, Adam. I just don't really feel up to doing this evening.
What do you mean you don't feel up to it? You have to do your show.
Yeah, but I'm just so sick of it, you know?
Sick of what?
Sick of this, the show, the Green Room, that filthy communist John Timoney outside the Pancake Kitchen. Everything.
But David, if you don't do your show, you'll let everyone down. So many listeners out there in Radioland are depending on you for their Friday night entertainment.
All right, fine. I'll do the show. But is there a way we can do the show that doesn't involve a lot of effort? What's the absolute slackest way we can present The Green Room?
Well, you could just play music for the whole hour.
No, it's a comedy show. There still needs to be comedy. I can't just play music and I'd turn into some sort of music comedy show like Black Market Radio.
You could read stuff from the newspaper, like good old Fred Bassett.
No, that's Nick Godfrey's bit. I can't take that away from him. What?
I was just thinking, did you ever read the comic book Calvin and Hobbes?
Yeah.
Ever read that one where he was trying to find the easiest way to finish his homework, and he ends up travelling forward in time to the future, where he'd already completed his homework, and then travelled back with a copy?
Yeah, I read that one, but how is it relevant?
What, are you an idiot? Well, I just had a thought. You could travel forward through time 1 hour just after the show, then use the Radio Adelaide computers to make a copy of the show that just broadcast, burn it onto a CD, then bring it back in time now to just play it on the air. You wouldn't have to do any work.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, too bad time travel's impossible.
Actually, Adam, time travel is possible. I don't know if you listened to that episode of Stiff and Starchy's Superhero Summer a few weeks back where they travelled through time.
Oh yeah, I heard that.
Why don't we just use their time machine?
It's worth a shot, I guess.
Alright, I think the guy's from Stiff and Starchy in Studio One. Let's go ask him if we can use their time machine.
Hey, David M. Green, what's up?
Sorry, not now, MC Frost. I'm on the air. Hey, Jared and B-Red from Stiff and Starchy.
Hey, David M. Green.
What's up? Hey, shouldn't you be doing your show right now?
Yeah, actually, it's about that. I really can't be stuffed doing my show tonight. So I was wondering, could I borrow your time machine and use it to travel to the end of the show, make a copy of The Green Room that just aired, and then bring it back to now and just play it on the air?
Well, I guess so.
Tell me, how does this time machine of yours work?
Well, the Stiff and Starchy time machine is actually built into the desk in Studio 2. There's 2 buttons on the panel which operate the device in question. Press the top button to travel forward in time, and the lower button to travel backwards in time.
Sounds idiot-proof.
Yes, although I must warn you about the dangers of time travel.
Dangers?
Yes, dangers.
For example, if you were to travel back in time and accidentally have sex with your mother, you might become your own father.
Or, if you were to travel back in time and accidentally have sex with your mother and your grandmother, you'd become your own father and your own grandfather, who's also married to your own daughter.
I can assure you, I don't intend to have sex with any of my family members. We're just going forward 1 hour and then back again.
There are other dangers as well. You cannot begin to comprehend the infinite dangers of messing with the fabric of time.
Yeah.
I think it'd be for the best if we gave you some more information about time travel to take home with you. Here's a pamphlet on the benefits of time travel.
And here's a book I wrote about the dangers of time travel.
Jesus, it's as thick as a phone book. It'd take me months to read that.
Don't worry about it. Just travel forward a couple of months until you get to a time where you've already read it.
Oh yeah, a couple more things before you go. This is very important. If you ever get into trouble, Travel to November 12, 1955 at 10.04 p.m. and 0 seconds.
Why?
Because you'll find help there. I can't say any more.
And the other important thing?
Oh, yeah. For the love of God, don't mess with the parking lights!
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, Stiff and Starchy, thanks for your help. And don't worry, we'll have your time machine back in one piece. And in no time at all.
David?
Shut up.
So long, guys, from the green room.
Okay, bye.
Okay, let's fire up the time machine here. Adam, take us forward 1 hour into the future.
Hey, what do I look like to you, Scotty?
Just press the top button.
I think the journey will take a couple of minutes. Mind if I listen to my iPod?
Go ahead. Actually, turn up the volume so I and anyone else who might be listening to us right now can listen to.
Now on a journey through time and space to the
Subscribe or resubscribe to Radio Adelaide this month, and you'll go into the draw to win the brilliant Coda School, an electric scooter from the new Adelaide company Coda Automotive.
The scooter needs no registration or driver's license, costs only 25 cents to recharge, and that'll get you 50 kilometres. It's almost silent, it's maintenance free, it's environmentally friendly, and you can ride it and park it anywhere a normal push bike can go.
Valued at $1,500, if you drive this to town 5 days a week instead of your car, you could also save more than $2,000 a year in petrol.
So scoot to the phone to support your favourite radio station by subscribing for only $52 or 26 concession. Call 8303 5000. That's 8303 5000. And good luck.
You'll be the Coda schoolless cat in town.
Why, Kevin, where are you going?
DM, I'm off to a party to get drunk and pick up babes.
But, Kevin, seriously, it's Friday night. You could stay in and listen to the role-playing hour at 10 p.m. and you could call in and talk to nerds!
That would be fantastic! I'm gonna tell everyone to come!
No, don't tell the babes, please.
Radio Adelaide, as frisky as you are.
Wait, Adam, why do you have Radio Adelaide station breaks on your iPod?
I don't know. Makes me feel like I've earned radio show.
You practically do already. This show, The Green Room.
Yeah, but, you know, a good show.
Oh, yeah, right. And here we are, 1 hour into the future. Wait, whoa, what happened here?
Wow, looks like Radio Adelaide has been completely obliterated.
What is this, the apocalypse?
Looks like the computer's been destroyed too, David. So we can't make a copy of the show. We can't even listen back to find out what happened here.
Damn it! What are we gonna do now?
Well, there's only one thing left to do. It's looting time.
Actually, I suppose we could wander outside and head on down to the Pancake Kitchen, see if the Green Room reporter is still there.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, the whole city's deserted.
Yeah, this is Adelaide, all right.
Okay, let's see what the situation is outside the Pancake Kitchen. Hello, John.
David, what are you doing here?
Just checking up on the well-being of the Green Room reporter. How are you this evening, John?
Yeah, good, same as always.
You haven't noticed anything different?
No, like what?
Like the end of the world?
No.
Actually, now that you mention it, Hindley Street kind of looks the same.
Hindley Street's always looked like this. I'm talking about everything else. Everything's been destroyed. It's like a bomb hit the city or something. Someone screwed up big time.
David? Do you think possibly we may have had something to do with this? I mean, with our time traveling?
But what have we done? We just went forward 1 hour.
Well, maybe we should go back in time to the start of the show and just do the show properly.
Actually, Adam, why should we go back? Think about it. We've got it all here. Whole city to ourselves, lots of free time, no need for a job. Adam, You've got all the wood panelling you can get your hands on.
I do enjoy my wood panelling.
Actually, I think most of the wood panelling was destroyed. At least here in the pancake kitchen.
No, wait. Here's some wood panelling. See? I swept one of the phones from Radio Adelaide.
You stole that?
Yeah, well, I figured Radio Adelaide was up for looting.
Okay. Ah, yes. Radio Adelaide's famous wood-paneled telephones. That must be one of the last, if not the last, pieces of wood panelling left on Earth.
And it's all mine.
Hey, Adam, can I see that for a second? Give me the...
Get it.
Don't touch.
No. No. It's not fair. There was time now.
Well, I guess we have to go back and fix this mess now. A world without wood paneling is indeed a sad world.
Fine. But know this. I'm not doing it for you, or for the Green Room, or even for Radio Adelaide. I'm doing it for the wood paneling.
Okay, great. Hey, what was that date Stiff and Starchy told us to go back to if we ever got into trouble?
I can't remember. Hey, I know. Let's use a time machine to go back to when Stiff and Starchy told us in the first place.
Adam, you diabolical.
Can I come with you guys?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's best you stay here so you can't spread your filthy, filthy communist propaganda around in the past. Filthy.
Okay, quick, let's get back into the time machine. Thanks, John.
Hey, David M. Green, what's up?
MC Frost, I'm busy.
Hey, David, to make the journey less monotonous, how about another song from my iPod?
Capital idea, Adam. Hopefully the Green Room and everyone in it will be right back.
Now on a journey through time and space.
Okay, we're back at the start of the show.
Oh my god, David, look over there, it's us in Studio One.
Wow, it's us when we were talking to the guys from Stiff and Starchy. Let's listen in with the intercom.
With the fabric of time.
Yeah.
I think it'd be for the best if we gave you some more information about time travel to take home with you. Here's a pamphlet on the benefits of time travel.
And here's a book I wrote about the dangers of time travel.
Jesus, it's as thick as a phone book. It'd take me months to read that.
Don't worry about it. Just travel forward a couple of months until you get to a time.
Wow, this is amazing.
Oh, yeah, a couple
seeing ourselves from the past.
This shh, is very they'll hear important. Us.
If sorry, David, but going back in time and seeing myself has always been one of my life ambitions.
Wait, what was that? Did you hear the date he said to go back to?
Nah, sorry, I wasn't listening.
Why?
Crap.
Because you'll hang find on, help hang there. On. Let's just go back 30 seconds.
Until you get to a time where you've already read it.
Oh yeah, a couple more things before you go. This is very important. If you ever get into trouble, travel to November 12, 1955 at 10.04 p.m. and 0
November 12, 1955, that was the day Marty went back to the... Can't say anymore. That was the day of the famous Adelaide Valley lightning storm. For the
love yeah, of God, don't you know your history.
Yeah. Okay, Adam. Where time travelers in trouble. Let's go to 10.04 p.m., November 12th, 1955, and find help. Okay, here we are, 1955. Wow, the air certainly was a lot cleaner back then.
Wow, look at all the wood paneling.
They're trees, Adam.
Geez, I thought Adelaide would have been a bit more developed than this by 1955. Where's the extensive tram network I've been hearing about?
Hey, I see some people over there. Let's go ask them if they can help us. Excuse me?
What do you got, Coke there?
I always take one with me.
So, Kirk, tell us about this revolutionary new city layout you've proposed.
Well, Edward, you see, good God!
Yo.
Who the devil are you? How did you white men get out here? Good Lord! Has there been some sort of shipping accident?
No, we're... travellers. Allow me to introduce myself. My name's David M. Green, and this is Adam Navarro.
What up?
Where do you come from?
We're from the Green Room. And who are you?
I am Colonel William Light, and this is my assistant, Edward.
Adam, can I speak to you for just a moment? Adam, I don't think we're in 1955.
So where are we then?
Didn't it say on the time machine?
There was no dial. It was just two buttons.
How are we going to find out the time then?
Hang on, I know. Hey, Colonel, what year is it?
Why, it's 1836, of course.
Okay, David, we're in Adelaide in 1836. Hey, how about that? Hindley Street looks the same.
Right. So, Colonel, you are designing a city here?
Only the greatest city the world has ever seen.
Really? How did we get to Chicago?
Oh, my, no. The city of Adelaide.
So, what'll make this city so great?
It's the revolutionary layout design. Imagine an entire city made up of triangles.
Triangles?
Triangles. Yes, you heard me. Triangles. Three sides.
David, can I speak with you for a moment? Triangles. David, do you know what this means?
Triangles.
Yes, but explain it again for your own benefit.
If Colonel Light plans the city using triangles, he'll create an alternate universe where Adelaide is populated by triads. We have to stop it.
Okay, how about this? I remember reading somewhere that Colonel Light was a stubborn man. So, how about we suggest to him using pentagons instead, based on the theory that more sides the better. But to save face, he'll compromise and settle with squares.
That sounds good to me.
Colonel Light?
Yes, David M. Green.
I've got a proposition for you.
I accept. Edward, unzip my pants.
No. You misunderstand, Colonel. It's about your proposed layout for the city of Adelaide.
Oh, of course. And what is this proposition?
Well, Colonel, instead of using triangles, why don't you use pentagons instead? After all, the more sides, the better.
Capital idea! Pentagons it is. In fact, why stop at five sides? Dodecahedrons for all.
Actually, why don't you just use squares? And hey, why not name one of those squares after yourself?
Actually, yes, squares does sound better. Less syllables, easy to pronounce, more right angles.
Oh, you're right, Colonel.
I get it.
Well, we really have to go now.
Very well, Adam and David. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye. Okay, we've averted disaster. Let's get our asses back to 1955.
Interesting fellows. Where did they say they were from again?
Why, Colonel, I believe they said they were from the Green Room.
The Green Room, eh? I like that name.
Okay, Adam, let's go forward in time 119 years. 10:04 p.m., November 12th, 1955.
50s faux wood panelling, here we come.
Now journey through time and space to the world.
Wow, this is 1955, all right.
Hey, look, Adam, over there. That sign.
Time travel information booth. That must be it. Let's go.
Wait, Adam, there's no need to rush. Let's casually stroll over there and take in some of the local music. There's plenty of time to worry about the Green Room on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM later.
Indeed. Subtle, David. Very subtle. Don't have nobody to call my own.
Welcome, time travelers, to the Time Travelers Emergency Crisis Information Kiosk. For time travelers.
Hey, what's the deal with this place? Good ice blocks?
Ah, yes. You must be an early time traveler. Take a seat and let me explain. You see, in the future, time travel is as common as traveling from one city to another. It's incredibly commonplace. But you see, because most people are too stupid to comprehend the dangers of manipulating the space-time continuum, people started screwing things up. For example, remember the actor Charles Grodin?
Yeah, I think so.
Man, what's that guy done since 1994?
Exactly. Nothing. You know why?
Actually, I thought he hosted a Tonight Show after that.
No, fool! Because in 2089, some obsessed Charles Grodin fan traveled back in time and married Charles Grodin's mother, and then fathered Charles Grodin. For 35 years, he assumed the role of Charles Grodin's strict father, crushing young Charles Grodin's acting dreams. As a result, somewhere a universe exists where the film Beethoven was never made.
What is it with you people and having sex with other people's mothers?
So anyway, in 2102, the Time Traveler's Emergency Crisis Information Kiosk was established by the United Nations. Here, in the neutral time period of 10:04 p.m., November 12, 1955. So time travelers in trouble could travel here and seek assistance.
What kind of kiosk is this? There are any icy poles. What other things did you time travelers screw up?
You ever heard about global warming?
Yeah.
That was my fault, actually.
What? How did you do that?
I always wanted to meet Charles Grodin's mother. So last year I traveled to 1858 and had dinner with her. Except I accidentally left the oven on. That heat built up over centuries, eventually causing worldwide warming of the globe. Actually, did I say Charles Grodin's mother? I think I meant Charles Darwin.
Right.
You bastard.
Yeah, I know. That's why I became a Time Traveler's Emergency Crisis Information Kiosk attendant, to ensure nothing like that ever happens again.
It's a fascinating story, but ours is more interesting, because it has robots. Although we actually have a problem as well.
What's the problem?
Do you know what we possibly could have done to cause some sort of cataclysmic apocalypse?
An apocalypse? Well, usually it's because you left your time machine's parking lights on.
Leaving the parking lights on caused the destruction of the whole world?
Yeah, seriously.
How on earth were we supposed to know not to turn on the parking lights?
For the love of God, don't mess with the parking lights!
Yeah, kind of light, messed up, parkland, whatever.
It's common knowledge.
Okay, so if we go back to the start of the show and turn off the parking lights, everything should be fixed, right?
Theoretically, so long as you haven't screwed anything else up.
Okay, quick, if we leave this any longer, there won't be much slacking off to do once we get back to our own time.
Thanks for reminding me, Adam. Thank you, Time Traveler's Emergency Crisis Information Kiosk attendant.
Any time.
Okay, Adam, take us forward to just before we started the Green Room.
You got it.
Okay, here we are, just before the show started.
Hey, David M. Green, what's up?
Damn it, Frost, I'm busy!
Hit the parking lots, David. Alright, now let's go forward 1 hour to see if we've averted the apocalypse. Well, Radio Adelaide seems to still be here. Still kind of looks like it's been hit by a bomb, though.
No, it's supposed to look like that. I think we did it. Crisis averted. Thank God!
Hey, David, who are those people in Studio 2? Shouldn't that be us in there, presenting the green room?
Hey, yeah, what's going on here? Are they broadcasting right now?
Yeah, we can listen on my iPod. Conveniently, it's also a radio.
Really gotta get me one of those. Okay, tune into Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM.
Get this stupid program off the air.
Hello there, you're listening to The Puce Room on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM with me, Michael Princey, and as always, I'm joined this evening by my good friend and co-host, the pucest man in radio, Mr. Nick Flynn.
You know, Michael, I always figured myself as a bit more of a beige man. But anyway, we have a rip-riding rollercoaster ride of a show for you on this one. Another Friday evening here in the Puce Room, don't we, Michael?
That's right, Nick. Coming up tonight, we've got our staple segments, Ironic Births. That's acceptable.
That's acceptable.
Plus some cheap jokes about Paris Hyatt.
And we'll also be crossing live to Jim, the Puce Room reporter, handcuffed to a payphone outside the Pikelet kitchen.
Oh, that Jim, what a fascist.
All that and more coming up right after some more unobscure 90s Britpop music. You're in the Puce Room.
Radio Adelaide's chief executive comedy program.
The world on your shoulders. The love of your mother.
The Puce Room? Michael and Nick from Killing Time have taken over my show.
Wait. Maybe they didn't take over your show. Maybe we screwed something else up, and for some reason the green room no longer exists.
But how is that possible? What do we do? How did this happen?
I don't know, David, but we have to fix it. Could you imagine a world without the green room?
Ah, I need to think. I need some music. That usually helps. Screw it. Let's just go to the 80s. Isn't it amazing, Adam? Gone are the days when Devo was played in nightclubs.
But David, if Devo was still played in nightclubs, it wouldn't be obscure 80s new wave music.
True. I have to play something else. Something even more obscure. That's not really what we're supposed to be talking about right now.
Okay, so what do you think went wrong? Why wouldn't the green room exist?
Alright. Yeah. What could we have done that would have caused a time paradox?
Hey, how about this? We travel forward to mid-2006 when you were just starting The Green Room and see what stopped you from starting your new comedy variety show.
Good idea. Let's go. Take us to June 2006. Okay, There I am. I remember this. This is when I was brainstorming ideas for the radio show.
Oh, look at the fashions.
It was only last year. Alright, let's listen. Okay, I've got the concept, the layout, the segments, the sketches, and the people for my new radio show. Now all I need is a catchy title. The Green Zone? No, not too political. The Green House? No, too greeny. Camp David? Nah, too obscure. DJ DMG and the Hippity Hop Crew? God, no. Don't know where that one came from. Ah, I got it. The Green Room. Oh, wait, no. Too obvious. Damn that Colonel Light. Ah, screw it. I'm just going to crawl back to the Empire Times. I don't remember thinking out loud like that.
Let's head into another room. He said, damn that Colonel Light.
Colonel Light? What's that guy got to do with anything?
The Green Room, eh? I like that name.
Beats me. Let's look him up on Wikipedia.
Ah, Wikipedia. What would we do without it? Probably go to the library and use their Wikipedia.
Okay, Colonel William Light. It says here, Colonel Light was a distinguished military officer who in his later life was the Surveyor General of South Australia. He laid out the street plan for the city of Adelaide.
Yes, we already know this.
Hang on, get this. In 1847, many years after designing the city of Adelaide, Colonel Light started a successful, widely known travelling cabaret show called The Green Room. And to this day, it's what he's most famous for.
Son of a bitch stole my idea! It's my fault. This whole thing is my fault.
Well, David, it would appear that because the Green Room name was already taken long before you became interested in radio, you didn't want to use the title because it wouldn't be original.
There are lots of other places and things called the Green Room. I knew I wasn't the first person to think of it.
But those other places are bars, clubs and bands, not a show. Clearly, Colonel Light's use of the title was just too much. By that point, it held the status of The Late Show. Pfft, how many times has that been used as a show title?
I can think of three just off the top of my head. Alright, so it's settled. We have to go back in time, kill Colonel Light, before he makes it big in the entertainment industry.
Okay, let's go back to 1836.
No, better leave it a couple of years after 1836, so the plans for the city of Adelaide aren't compromised. That's using the old noodle. Make it 1839.
Okay, hey ho, let's go.
Okay, there's Colonel Light over there. How do you think we should kill him?
How about an old favourite, David? We could infect him with tuberculosis.
How do we do that?
Well, David, it's simple. We go to the nearest hospital, take some phlegm from a TB patient, take it back to the future, culture it in a lab for a few months, then implant it in a tasty watercress sandwich, at which point we then travel back to 1839 and make sure Colonel Light eats the sandwich. I suspect he'll develop tuberculosis and be dead within a year.
That seems unnecessarily complex, Adam.
Well, I think under the circumstances we have little choice, David.
I've got a better idea. Hey, Colonel!
Yes? Oh, God, my spine!
David, why are you carrying a piece?
Little trick I learned from a show called Killing Time. Tuesday nights at 11 here on Radio Adelaide. Yeah, maybe. If we fix the future. I tell you, Adam, it's nothing like killing a founding father. Anyway, problem solved. Let's get back to the present and put the show on a CD so we can slack off.
Very good, David.
What else have you got on your iPod there, Adam?
Another dose of my personal radio station.
Thank you.
Here at Radio Adelaide, the future is now. And now is slightly earlier than the present. As now the future is now here now at Radio Adelaide, that means that now, all those now inside the Radio Adelaide studios are technically now in the future. If one of your life ambitions is to travel forward through time, now you don't have to wait any longer, because here now at Radio Adelaide, now it's the future, and the future is now. The first step to ensuring the future remains here and now at Radio Adelaide, both here and now and well into the future, which as I said is currently located here and now at Radio Adelaide, is to become a Radio Adelaide subscriber. Do it now to avoid doing it in the future. Simply call in on 833 5000 or drop by the Radio Adelaide studios at 228 North Terrace in the city, if not now, then soon, and join our vibrant, friendly, futuristic community. Now only $52 for a year's subscription, or half of that with a concession card. If you become a Radio Adelaide subscriber now, you'll leave the present behind in the past, where it belongs, and take the first step towards the future of community radio. Because here at Radio Adelaide, the future is now. The future may or may not be available here and now at Radio Adelaide. For more information about time travel, consult physics textbook, spoken by David M. Green, Adelaide.
And you're listening to Radio Adelaide 101.5. I wish you weren't. I wish you were listening to my show, but I don't think it's on now. They keep moving it. Sorry.
Are you a young person between the ages of 20 and 30?
Or an old person between the ages of 80 and 90?
Then you should be killing time on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM.
It's an essential blend of aromatic herbs and spices mixed with celebrity interviews and original sketches.
So join me, Michael Princey.
And me, Nick Flynn.
As we waste scarce public radio resources.
And complain about girls not liking us.
11 p.m. Tuesday night.
If you had a radio show, we'd listen to you.
Well, in my dream, I was rich, powerful, good-looking, lived in a fantastic house, worked on a fantastic salary in a great company and drove a fast car, and everybody wanted me. But I was still feeling alone and scared.
Do you listen to a lot of commercial radio?
Well, yes.
Okay, then your dream's perfectly normal. I wouldn't worry too much, but maybe try listening to a bit more community radio.
Radio Adelaide, keeping it real.
Are we back at the end of the show?
No, actually this time we've undershot it, but only by a few months. We're in August 2006.
August 2006? Hey! That's me. That's me presenting an early episode of The Green Room. That's great! That means Killing Colonel Light worked!
Hey, you want to listen in on yourself?
Sure, why not?
Those wacky students. They've still got it. It's okay. You are in the green room.
Hey, and welcome to the green room. I'm David M. Green, or as some people around here have started to call me, Run-DMG. it'll never last. This is the green room. It's a comedy variety show, and coming up tonight, we're going to cross live via telephone to green room reporter John Timoney. That's the first time we've done that, and you may recognise him, of course, from past episodes of Chit Chat in the Green Room, but tonight he'll be reporting to us live from the Gilbert Place Pancake Kitchen. Should be exciting. Could be exciting. Oh yes, and I should mention, I have got a studio audience waiting outside, and I'm going to call them into the studio in a little while for a segment I've got planned. Another treat for you, I've got the first episode of a new radio play that we're doing here on The Green Room about an Australian President of the United States, and that's coming up a little later. And of course, there's tonight's Chit Chat in The Green Room, where I'll be joined by Kristen Rogers and Ted Delailtar, a couple of crazy people I just found wandering around outside. And we're going to talk about fashion. And as long as we're on the subject, here's a song to get in the mood. It's Fashion by David Bowie. You're in the green room on Flinders University Student Radio, Radio Adelaide 101.5. God, I didn't think I was that bad back then.
Well, actually, David,
I know. All this time manipulation has somehow resulted in an alternate reality where, for some reason, the David M. Green you all know and love has lost his confidence.
Yeah. Alright, sure. Why would you have lost your confidence?
Do The year was 1997. I was at a screening of Bean, the ultimate disaster movie at the now-abandoned Hoyt City Cinema.
And what happened?
I beat up some guy. He was bigger than me, too. Must have been twice my age. Bastard stole my popcorn. Made me feel superior and super confident. I never lost that glow.
Wow, what a pussy that guy must have been, beaten up by a 10-year-old. Okay, so what do you want to do? Go back to 1997 and see if anything different happened?
Oh, I don't want to. I have to. Let's go. Ah, 1997. The world was young. Oil was cheap. And long before Jerry Halliwell had plastic surgery. She was much better before plastic surgery. Am I right?
Hey, isn't that John, the Green Room reporter?
Mum, we need to buy more confectionery to stimulate the theatre economy.
Yeah, back before he was a communist. Filthy, filthy communist. Man, being back in a mid to late 90s cinema sure is giving me a craving for popcorn. Hey kid, can I have some of your popcorn?
Hey!
So, where were you when you beat up this older guy?
Actually, it was right here, near the candy bar. Hey, hang on. I think I used to have a baseball cap just like that.
Give me back my popcorn!
David, quick! The time machine's starting up by itself. Whatever you did must have repaired the timeline.
Hey, we're back in the studio. Adam, what date is it?
It's today, actually. We're back in the present. It's almost midnight, though. The show's almost over.
Wait a minute, how can this be the present? I don't remember Studio 2 having this much wood panelling.
Wow, even the CD players are wood panelled.
Adam, have you been screwing with this thing?
I told you I was only doing it for the wood panelling.
Well, that's just great. The end of the show and we didn't get to slack off at all.
Then what just broadcast during the last hour?
Freaked if I know. Well, better wrap things up, I suppose. Oh, I feel like I'm going to throw up, actually. It's that leaping. This has been another evening here in the Green Room on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. If you want to send us a message, look at some photos, listen back to some past stuff that's aired, check out the MySpace page available at www.myspace.com/thegreenroomradio. We'll be back next Friday night, 11, to present to you the next installment in the ongoing Green Room quest to slack off. Speaking of which, up next on Radio Adelaide, it's Stiff and Starchy, Superhero Summer, so stay tuned. Lesson to be learned from tonight's show, don't mess with the space-time continuum. Adam, what's our closing song for this evening?
Why, I believe it's Huey Lewis and the News with their 1985 hit, Back in Time.
Oh, God.
Now that is irony.
Tell me, doctor, where are we going this time? Is this a 50s?
Triangles. Yes, you heard me. Triangles.
Triangles. David, do you know what this means?
Triangles.
She's still listening.
Thank you, Colonel.